Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 120 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and we are now entering the realm of dark chi, negative chi. Evil chi? Well, yes, pretty much. Negative chi allows you to do all the cool things people want to do with their enlightenment, which is to say, kill people. Specifically, we're going to discuss one chi power that is meant to make you look really cool and really won't. It's called Fist Gesture. It's totally not based on the dark side in the Force, but here's what it does. It works like a long-distance death blow, and that's capitalized. Death blow is a thing in Palladium games. It's a blast of negative chi that you send at your foe. You reach out toward your foe. You open your hand, and then you close your hand dramatically. Imagine a man dressed all in black holding out his fist in a menacing gesture that kills his foe. Any man in black making a menacing magical gesture that you can imagine. Whatever. But that's what you're doing. You're holding out the fist and you're closing it, and your foe's heart stops. They are death blowed. To make this work, of course, what you have to do is call your shot, spend all your actions and 8 points of chi on this menacing fist gesture, and then roll a d20. If you roll a natural 20, then it works. Otherwise, they just take 1d6 damage, which is like a club hitting someone, and their heart doesn't stop or anything. Now, I understand the value of a dramatic gesture when you are an arch-villain, but in the immortal words of George Costanza, that is a pretty big matzo ball hanging out there when you reach out to your foe with a dramatic gesture and clench your fist, and all they feel is like a light pressure on their shoulder. You're going to feel like a real goof. You're going to be suddenly very conscious of the fact that you're standing in the middle of a room wearing a cape being ineffectual, and the players are not going to be impressed with this big bad villain. This is an opportunity for us to talk about the death blow in general. This is a ranged death blow, a really shitty ranged death blow, but the regular death blow also is not good. The problem with death blows and knockouts in Palladium games is that you have to call your shot. So instead of, like in other games, you know, when you roll a natural 20, then it's like a happy surprise and you do a ton of damage and you probably, you know, behead a goblin or whatever. And it comes when you didn't necessarily need it. It's just like, you know, I'm fighting goblins. And then this turn, ooh, I got a 20. I really nailed that goblin. I cut him right in half. It's like finding a little Easter egg. It's like finding $20 you didn't expect in your pocket. Hooray, a dead goblin. In Palladium, this only happens when you need it and want it and call it. You are in a situation where you want to hit a big, dramatic, decisive blow. In fact, you must want it pretty goddamn bad because you're sacrificing a turn betting that you're going to roll a natural 20. And if you don't, nothing will happen. And then, of course, you're probably not going to roll a natural 20 and the whole thing is going to fizzle. The only way I can imagine this working and maintaining your mystique as an evil chi user is to leave some room for deniability. Like, maybe your foe is tied up and you're standing across the room and you close your fist dramatically and nothing happens, but you can just play it off like you are illustrating your point. Like that's like a little oratory technique that you're using. Say something cool while you're doing it and be like, and now using the power of my mind alone, I shall crush your heart. And then if their heart doesn't crush, then they think you are just like miming crushing a heart. And then you can, you know, try again next turn. So to use this power is sort of to ask for indignity. You're going to make a big sweeping gesture that 19 times out of 20 is not going to work. It's going to make you look like a fool. But there is one more indignity awaiting you, and it's probably the dumbest thing on this page. So the mechanism of death blow, including this ranged death blow that you can do with your dark chi, is that you stop your opponent's heart, right? A death blow is a punch that hits in the chest and your opponent's heart stops. You therefore inflict double damage direct to hit points. Now that's serious business. Okay, we've talked about damage direct to hit points. It's very effective, but it's not the end of the world. Double damage direct to hit points from a character with good damage will probably kill like a cabbie. it will probably kill, like, a random dude on the street who you want to kill to look cool. It will not kill an experienced martial arts foe in this game. So what's going to happen is you're going to reach out toward your hated rival and clench your fist dramatically. And then, you know, close your eyes and look the other way and roll your d20. And then it's like, oh shit, I actually did it this time. I actually rolled a 20. All those times that I tried to kill my rival and nothing happened and he just laughed at me, it finally paid off. This guy can eat it. I stop his heart. And then your rival is like, ah, my heart, it stopped. But I'm good. I'm good. Let's do it. Let's mix it up. Cause I've still got like 20 hit points left. You're going to get your ass beat because you spent all your actions this melee on that one attack. Your foe, you can't defend yourself anymore. You can't dodge or anything. And so you're going to be murdered by a man with his heart not beating. You're going to hit someone with a death blow and then he's going to run over and beat your ass like a zombie. The dramatic chi fist gesture is an all-in attack in which you lethally mime crushing your opponent's entire life in your hand. And it is virtually guaranteed not to work. And the next thing that's going to happen is that the foe whose heart you just tried to stop is going to punch you in the face. This will not be good for your supervillain image, and it is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for a few final details on Dark Evil Negative Chi on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.